Mishnah Berurah, Simon Mem, Din Eich Linhog Bekedushas HaTefillin. Begins the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Also Lislos HaTefillin, Bein Bebatim, Bein Berutsuos, Avamot Lislosan Bechison. So, says the Mechaber that you're not allowed to have their Tefillin hanging, whether by the straps or whether by the bias itself, but you're allowed to hang them in a kiss, in a pouch. Speaks out in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, also Lislos, you can't hang them like on a peg, he says, Al HaYosid, Mipnei Shu Derech B'Zayin. It's disrespectful just to have your tefillin hanging on a hook on the wall. Mishnah Sif Katan Beis, Bein Babatim, whether it's the batim itself, Shehabatim Tulios Lamata. That means that the batim are hanging down. So in other words, you have like the kesher is where it's hanging over the peg. Bein Shehabatim Tulios Lamata. Whether you have the ritzuos lower down, so meaning that the bias itself is what's hanging on the peg. Mikomokam Bakroi Baalma Shaochis Tefillin Biyado Haritzuos Tulios Lamata. Let's say when you're putting on, you're holding the tefillin in your hand. So if you would have, you'd be holding the bias, and then automatically underneath it, the ritzuos are falling down, not literally on the ground, but just they're hanging down. So ain't the hakpid, that's not, you don't have to be makpid on that, it's not a problem. Aval ima tefillin tuluyos, if they are, the tefillin are hanging, meaning you're holding it by the kesher, and then the tefillin itself are hanging down, os b'chol gav, and that's not allowed. The ain b'chlal zeh masha hatefillin shel rosh toli ba'ovir machzikim b'yad ritzuos mesiman al harosh. That's when you're placing it on your head, so that's not a problem that you're actually holding at that point. He said, tzorech hanachasam. That's how you need to hold it in order to put it on. V'yesh manichim al harosh al daf uchidomim v'shah shilovshin. So there's an inyan that the person would put like a shelf holding the tefillin on top of it. They'd be sitting there, you'd like slide your head up to the shelf and then push the tefillin onto your head. I've never seen this done, but that's what he's talking about here. Yesh manichin hashel rosh al hadaf, like a bookshelf or something like that, and then you would put your head up to that again itself. However, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out now by the kisan. If you have it in a kis, in a pocket, in a pouch, that's fine. A sefer Torah also litlosa b'chol gavne, but to have a sefer Torah hanging by a peg is prohibited in all cases. Afilu shehi be'aron kodesh v'tola ha'aron kodesh. Even if you have the aron kodesh, you know, hanging by the wall. Ayin b'chay adam klal lamed aleph shekosiv dafilu be'aron kodesh mechuba miyasedos l'kosel osur. Even you would have it the aron attached to the wall, like screwed like a, you know, like a kitchen cabinet or something like that, that would still be prohibited. Kol she'ein tachtav oimid dvarma. There's nothing like a standing up to it, no base, no supporting it. Sefarim could go in Sifrei Talmud Chidomus. What about putting a sefer, hanging a sefer like that? So it says it's doing the tefillin. It would apply to the same things about the tefillin. You cannot have a sefer hanging there. Mikomakom sfarim o sidrei tefilos hakavuyim beluchos shebehem shashel shel kesef. So if you have a sefer or like a sid or something like that, and on the in the sidr itself, they have like a chain that's attached to it. Awesome, blow some bomb. You can't use that chain now and hook the chain that's attached to the sidr that's embedded into it on the peg. Shehaluchos ein domos lekis lefishehein mechubaros lesider v'harehein kesider atzmo. That's like hanging the sidr itself since it's attached to it, and therefore that would not be allowed. Continues muta lichtov psukim b'nyar leklosam pesach beis haknesses. You're allowed to write psukim on a piece of paper and then to hang them on the entryway to the shul. V'noag in ha'olam his anos k'shenoifel ha'tefillin miyado shel ha'aretz below nartikin. So the meaning is that people fast if the tefillin fall to the ground while they are not in their cases. V'hu hadin k'shenoifel sefer Torah afilu b'nartikin. And the same thing applies that people fast if a sefer Torah falls, even if the sefer Torah has the mantle on it. V'ayin be'elio rabba shekosav dafilu tefillin b'nartikin yitein prutu l'tzedakah. He says, even if the tefillin, you don't have to fast, but you should give money to what you would have eaten that day, that should be given to tzedakah. In the Dirshu, he brings V'tama dover, kosa b'shut ma'ri bruna, shemi shenoflu lo tefillin, simen hu min ha'shamayim, shetzorech lachzu b'tshuva. right? So if the reason why a person fasts is that it's giving a sign min hashemayim. Uvedvarav lomar shut sitzel yezer she'ein tainis zuna heges el b'mishen noflu hatefillin miyadov. This only applies to the person who the tefillin fell out of his hand. But if someone else watched or saw it happen, then the observer, in this case, who saw, unfortunately, the tefillin fall, he would not fast. Aval lo bechol hanashim shiro es nefilas hatefillin. The lo kimoiv sefer Torah shenoflu. That's not. That's in contrast to the halacha, if a person saw a sefer Torah fall, shenohagu shekol haroyim masen. Everybody has a tainus of the fast if they saw that. V'tam hadavar kosef shami. Right, the reason is she tefillin shenoflu v'nizbazu. It's to be Zion that they fell. Ein ze elam ipnei chot of haprati shel hamaniach. That was due to the chait of the one who was putting on the tefillin, mashe enki b'moitzi sefer Torah, right? Likrobo b'tzibur, so that sefer Torah shaych to everybody in the tzibur. The tefillin was his tefillin; that was a sign for him. But by the I'm part of the tzibur, so when the sefer Torah falls, that's a sign on the tzibur. Shekevim sheshliach hatzibur who nechshav hadavar kitakala lechol tzibur sholchov. It's bad. Reflects poorly on the entire tzibur. So that's why he makes a chilik between who observed it. Again, by a tefillin, only the person who itself owns it, they're the ones who would fast, and by the Sefer Torah, it would be anybody who observed it. Okay, continues now in Siv Beis. Bais shiesh bo tefillin, os l'shamesh bo mitoso ad shiotzi'em o shianichem b'chli toch kli. So if you have a room, bais here means a room that has tefillin in it, so you can't have tashmish amita unless you take them out, or you cover them with a kli toch kli, one with another. We'll explain what that means. Then this only applies when one of them is not a special holding case for the tefillin. She'im hu miyuchad, if this is a special thing, but it's the bag you keep your tefillin in or something like that, even 100 of these would only be considered like one, it wouldn't be considered two. Hagah, ve'im shneihem eina miyuchadun lehem, if the two are not miyuchad for the object, for the call, in this case the tefillin, o shahpanimi eina miyuchad lehem, v'achitza miyuchad lehem, or the inner is not and the outer one is, so then in that case it's mutter. In this case, we'll explain, the Mishnah Berurah is going to speak out, that the Ramah is just clarifying, he's not really arguing on what the Mechaber says. Says the Mishnah Berurah now in Sifkat and Dalad Tefillin, Hu Adin Chumashim, O Sidrum Tefilos, O Sh'ar Sefarim, right? So not only does the Tefillin have to be taken out or covered, so any other, a Sefer or something like that, Beim Ksiva, O B'Defus, whether it's the actual written or it's like a Xerox, you have Divrei Torah sheet, something like that, Hakol Yesh Behen Kedusha, Uve'inan Kli Toch Kli, it has to be covered, Kli Toch Kli, Afilu Im Hen Ksav Meshita. What's Ksav Shiri? He says, Hainu she'ena ksivas stam v'hu rak ksav shuri. It's like, you know, cursive, something like that. Ukrichas ha-sefer enu nechsheves l'kisoi. Covering the sefer is not considered a covering for it. V'hu miguf ha-sefer. Do you mean ojni kisuin? That, like wrapping it over is not considered a cover. You need two additional ones. Ayin Yoredeya, Simen Resh Ayin Aleph Betaz Sham Sifkot Nches Shekosov Kol Hamikil BeKedushas Sefarim Hanidfosim. Anybody who is lenient in this regards to printed Sefarim also Litain Es Hadin. He'll have to give an accounting in the future. To Defus Havehu Harei. I'm sorry. Yeah, Havehu Ksiva. Printing is like writing it. Ach b'tshuvas chavas yoris him kuf peidalad note lahakel b'zeh b'shasad chak yishein lo b'malach asos. So there is a tzad to be makil if you don't have any other way of covering it. Sifkatin hey mitoso o lasos trochav, meaning or that the tashmish or if a person's going to go to the bathroom. Vav ad shiotim till it takes him out bechider echer to another room. O shemafsig bein fnehem mechitza gvoah asara tefachim. He makes a mechitza of 10 tefachim. And the common simon reish mem b'morgan avram sif katan tesvav. So reish mem is the simon of going through all these halachas much more in depth. But over there, the Dirshu brings that the Maganon talks about his machmir. If a person makes a mechitza, it has the right height, but it's see through, it has holes in it, etc. Well, that's, he thinks that's not good. But others are not necessarily convinced with that, and they argue and say in a Shasad Chak that technically speaking, if there is a valid mechitza, even if there is space in between, or it's visible through the mechitzas, there's holes, or it's like a lattice work, something like that, it's okay, b'shasad chak. In Sifkat in Zion, Mechlitoch Kli, right, putting one with another, Lav Dafka Kalim, doesn't have to be actually Kli, per se, a vessel, Tehu Hadin, Shnei Kisuim, if you just had covering it on it. Ve'im Piras, Talis, Shar Kisui, Al Hakis, Shel Tefillin, if you would cover it with a talis, it only covers it above it on the sides, but not beneath it. That's still allowed. I'm bir halacha. They put all that into one larger bag. So that's still miyuchad. That's something that's used for it. So as we saw, that the mechaber says that's not good enough. So therefore, you have to have an additional covering beyond that. Unless provided that you covered the talis over the tefillin inside of the bag, then it would be allowed. The hatalis ain't okay, because the talis is not the covering for the tefillin. Hu hadin, the same halach applies. Im kis that tefillin mechubar lemalu al kis agadol, that if the it's attached to the larger bag, harait sad hasheni shel kis agadol ain nikra kilyon the umoil lahen the im hafachon. So the concept is that if a person has a mezuzah in a bedroom where they're about to have tashmish, so the door should be closed and the mezuzah will be on the outside. Sometimes I have a case comes up where in a couple's bedroom, they'll have a room within a room, like an office area or like a baby and nursery or something like that, and that that inner room also is chayav in mezuzah. So what do you do in that case? You can't close the door. There might not even be a door on there. So in that case, you would just cover it with a cloth or something like that before the couple would have tashmish. The imah hamezuzah yesh kisui zechuches, you have like a glass covering. Afshem mezuzah nireis mitocha filu hachi nechsheves kisui echod. Even though it's glass, you can see it. That's still considered to be a kisui. V'dai v'prisas sudar al hamezuzah. It's sufficient just to cover it with a sudar with a handkerchief with a cloth. The ho ata lo mischazio, because now at this point you don't see it. V'chein kosev haderechayim. So to cover it again with glass is no good. Either is two. No, the hamazuzah nireis. You can see mitochan. You can still see it. No good. Because b'chach masodam nireli, it appears to me the bein b'mezuzah or b'shar sefarim. Whether you're talking about a mezuzah or you're talking about other sefarim, im also mitchil lebeis kelim sheyech hashev echad lechil toch kli. If you would make originally two kelim that should be counted like a kli toch kli, kigon shekorach hamzuzah binyar, you wrapped it up around with paper, the achakach inich letik shelo mutter, and then you put it into the tik, the what's it called, a pocket bag, okay, whatever. Kevan shebtechila kevan lekach, since that was your kavana from the beginning, v'yeser al dayon. Yeser kol dinim bezeh nivor lekamon v'simen reish mem. Again, that's the simen discusses these halachas more in depth. Be'ezer Hashem yisbarach. Sivkatin ches she'ein hasheni lav davka hu hadin im hapanimi einim miyuchad hachitun miyuchad o sheshneim einim miyuchadim chemo shekosuv behago eino osur kli betoch kli rak im shenehim miyuchadim. If they're both are designated for the tefillin, that's when it's a problem. Aval im echad ein miyuchad, if one of them is not designated for the tefillin, umitztarif im amiyuchad v'shari, it combines with one that is miyuchad and that counts. Hagal lo bo rak lefarish divrei hamechaber, he's only come to explain. Lo nital b'lishne, you shouldn't confuse and think the kli echad afilu ein miyuchad lo mahani v'oser. Okay, we'll stop here for today.